Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki. And oh, wait, so we didn't have to do a test again?
We did test.
If there's anything wrong with the audio, please leave a comment because fucking Larry has been high.
This is almost like, I think, our 150th or something episode.
Switch the camera.
And I just got the sound down, I think. And I want to say before we get started, today is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
This will be finished, hopefully, up online so we can watch it. With the whole
hopefully
family
she doesn't have a heart
tonight
attack
at
when
your
you come
birthday.
Out of the closet. But that'll be okay.
You're going to watch with the whole family, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't they lucky?
Well, you know what's funny is like any holiday like this, when I walk
it's not a holiday, Larry.
Well, when it's a family
it's close
get
enough
together,
to holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a birthday.
They are, sometimes,
a little bit different.
Sometimes they're already watching it when I walk in. I'm like, oh, man.
Good news.
What?
Started work on the script for the sniffer.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
It's about...
I think I know what it's about.
It's about an up-and-becoming lonely boy who's got a penchant for sniffing ladies' underwear. And his nemesis, the FBI agent. And this guy's just a serial sniffer. Hopefully we'll be in production by 2026.
I hope so.
It's going to be very, very low budget and low brow, shall I say. This guy does have a proclivity, and he's everything.
He's on a mission. He's on a mission.
He ain't a fanook. No. So, we'll get working on that. And then maybe I want to do like a rough, not like a table read where I just do one scene. And I'll just do like a 2 or 3 minute scene, so.
Maybe we could have...
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe a table read with some lucky listeners.
No, we're not inviting any of the listeners to the house. You can do it remote, but let me tell you. If they like us, then I don't want them here.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be scary.
You know, yeah. What did Groucho Marx used to say? Any club that'll have me, I don't want to be a member of that.
Absolutely, yeah. If they'll have me, I don't want to be a part of it.
Unless a certain lady wants to donate something to the movie.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Donations are totally... Yes. But I mean, listen, that's I don't trust anybody, though.
Bodily or
I'm
monetary.
More hands-on, if you get my drift.
Well, that's...
It could be just a man getting a can of tuna and smeared it on there.
I don't want nothing sent in.
Excuse my apologies to my constituents.
Yeah.
I thought you were looking
for donations. Not our first rodeo here. Yeah. Well, donations, but they got to hand them in.
Oh, well, you want to see it. In person.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I want to take it off.
And then we'll give you accolades in the movie Panty Pair Number 39.
Yeah.
And we'll put
you'll
the
see
it, next
yeah,
to
you'll
it.
See it in the Ziploc bag with your name on it.
Or 40. Depends what. You know,
all right, I got something that happened to me this morning. You guys are going to love this.
Okay. Yeah,
whenever they come in.
So I'm like on the outskirts of town for work. And it's like, fucking 5:30 in the morning, and I pulled into this gas station this morning, and
is that where you set up the glory hole?
Yeah.
Before a quick buck.
I'm here for the glory hole. Yeah.
That's a good time, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's because it's not dark out completely. It's still, right. You know what I mean? You get to see the silhouette.
Very romantic. Very romantic.
And, what do you call it? Yeah, there's nothing more romantic than a hole in a wall at a truck stop.
Joliet.
Yeah.
5:30.
Yeah, let me tell you, that really exudes fucking
Valentine's
Day.
Yeah.
And so I go pull into this gas station, and dude, I walk in, and the first thing I see, it looks like the guy selling Mogwais. You know what
What's that
is? A fucking gizmo.
I was just going to say, that's right.
So you have the gremlin shop.
Was he got like an old Asian guy?
No, wait a minute. This is just a shop.
Oh, all right.
We might have to get the gong out for this story.
Yeah.
So it looks like the guy selling fucking Mogwais in half of it. And then it looks like a fucking a screaming dragon blasted a Hello Kitty. And it was like Times Square. And it was just like, so one half was like this like fucking Chinese.
This is a store?
Yeah, it was a gas station.
And it's set up
okay,
you know.
No, it's a truck stop.
No. It was just a gas station.
Oh, just a gas station?
Yeah, no, I was joking about being in a glory hole this morning.
Yeah. Jeez, sure he was.
Have real faith in you, don't you? Yeah. Real friend you are. Yeah, I don't want you, if the cops fucking ever have to interrogate you, you're the wrong guy in there. Hey, he's gay. We didn't even say that, sir.
Yeah. Well, he is.
So, I swear to God, this guy's selling Mogwais on one side, and then
what
the other side.
What is that Mogwai now, for real?
Huh? You never what? Seen that movie,
no,
Gremlins?
No.
You seen Gremlins?
What is it? No.
Dude, it is. Oh,
it's a little funny.
Should I do this now?
I might have it's been a while.
Okay, so, man, so this movie is Gremlins. It's from the 80s. All right?
Great movie.
So what happens is these midgets, they live, there's like these black midgets and they live in the hood.
Yeah, okay.
And they drink the water there. And I mean, it's unfiltered water from, uh-huh. I mean, this is like, I think it was
lead
Detroit
pipes
maybe.
And shit.
Yeah, they were by the GM building.
in Michigan.
So then what happens is that these little midgets, they start giving birth to other little midgets and they're the gremlins. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's, but they are the worst. Like, do you ever see Bebe's kids?
Yeah.
See, there we go. Look at that.
So, what, so like during the daytime, they all, you're safe.
They steal, but during the nighttime, they steal.
I don't believe you.
So,
I know that every movie you've explained to me before is
so
bullshit.
Listen, hey, what the fuck?
Okay.
Let Gene Siskel talk for a minute yeah. over here, all right? So,
you haven't even
so
heard the
they
whole
drink
thing
the water, and then they fucking make all these other little nigglets. I don't know.
Okay.
is that the medical term?
That's a scientific term.
So then, but each one's worse than the next one. It's like, oh man, let me tell you. One of them bites, and then the other just shoots. And the other
and they're really good looking, too.
Uh-huh. So it gets progressively
worse. He's joking about that part.
Yeah, I'm being a smart ass.
One guy's got one eye, one guy's got three eyes.
Oh, shit.
One guy's lips are so big he can't get through the door.
Yeah, they got all wonky teeth.
Yeah. So then basically, these gremlins, they're like, they see what's happening, and they're like, hey, we don't have enough we don't have enough EBT cards for all these guys, and not enough SNAP benefits, and we don't have Section 8 housing for them.
So eventually there's nowhere for them to live.
Well, no, Patriot Front comes in.
Oh, okay.
But this is an offshoot of Patriot Front. This is OG Patriot Front.
Yeah, this is because this was the 80s.
Let's get back to the gas station.
Okay. So, what do you call it? So, like I said, one.
There's some
like,
the gremlins over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Mogwai's on one side. Fucking, literally, it looks like a Chinese dragon ran into a Hello Kitty, and it was just like,
yeah,
just like
exploded.
I swear to God, they were fucking MK Ultra and me when
I'm
I went
sure.
in there.
Well,
I
was Hello like, Kitty's MK Ultra.
Well, no,
back.
But it was like, you know, the fucking dink music that they play, yeah, like, yeah. Ching, ching, you know, oh, that's yeah. fucking, and then the lights are all flashing on me.
Sure.
So they're like, because it's all like little pins and things.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're walking up to the counter with a bunch of weird shit.
I got a fucking rice hat on, and I'm fucking working for the enemy.
Yeah.
So then, I like, I'm looking for this guy. Where do you think he is? And I'm not lying. Where do you think he is?
In the back room.
Doing what? Squatting.
That's all I was going to say, taking a shit.
No. I think he just got in from a heater and he was doing his post-heater squat.
He's relaxed.
Because I could, like,
he's like, I got to get up.
Yeah, dude, because I could, I think this guy's going to look like Kung Fu or something. You know what I mean?
And
like,
just come, fucking
and first
around.
Of all, what the fuck is the enemy doing this deep far into our lines?
Well,
I mean, come on. This is the number one question.
They've been deeper than this.
This is Biden's America.
No, this is not Biden's America. I mean, this fucking guy is stealing nuclear fucking codes and sending them back to the motherland.
Well, he's sending them back with them gremlins.
So fucking Ching Chong comes up to the register.
Oh, very honorable.
And, what do you mean? He looks at me like I'm doing him a disservice.
Right.
I'm
you're like, giving him money, but he doesn't want to get off
like,
his
listen,
ass.
Listen, I don't know if you're taking care of fucking catfish in a baby pool back there or you're fucking bagging heroin. Like, come on, fucking move it together, Pops. Let's get
exactly.
this going.
I need smokes, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm on my way to work here.
I mean, and you know what? I probably shouldn't be smoking them from the enemy shop. I should have had some inclination to be.
Yeah, that's what he was doing
absolutely.
Back there. He's rolling them.
Oh, I should have just been like the stars
no.
at night, our big
they
and
get
bright.
A, they get a different shit, man.
Deep in the heart attack. Deep in the heart attack. I should have called ice on them.
You know,
I should have done.
They probably have a list. What is the white hetero male, what's their favorite brands of cigarettes? And then they get those cartons shipped from the enemy behind enemy lines.
Okay, and?
And then you come in and buy them, and who knows what the fuck
you're like smoking. The Marlboros spelt wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you, you're all dying wrong. From Chinese smokes right now.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, speaking of those...
So wait a second.
Are you
keep going.
Give me a couple more. This isn't going to go too long. So, fucking Squatty McEgg Roll, finally, you know, I look at him, and he's like looking at me like I'm speaking Chinese.
They're usually not like, lazy.
Huh?
They're usually not that lazy.
Well, I mean, he only walked like 10 foot. I couldn't really tell if he was lazy. I couldn't assess him that
well, he's become Americanized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at his hands, though. They did not look like he was been killed anybody lately. He didn't ever, definitely look didn't look like the NBA.
Not like that tunnel rat.
Oh, I don't even want to talk man. About that. So then this fucking guy, I'm like talking to him, and he's like looking at me, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, get cigarettes.
You
and
stop talking now.
Well, then
you done fucking, talking.
This guy's trying to sell me some fucking Hello Kitty shit. I'm like, listen, dude. I'm like, I already got one asshole in my life that likes to wear the enemy shit around his neck. I don't need to bring another listening device into the fucking basement.
I
so basically,
huh?
I know. It's all right, though. Keeps the gay away.
It
does. So, what do you call it?
Yeah, I got MK Ultra'd by Hello Kitty shit.
So yeah, no, so I this shit's just fucking...
But it was on some little young Asian girl.
And it's like, yeah.
My wife bought me a Hello Kitty guitar.
But, what do you call it? So this fucking... It's like you're standing there, and the guy's like acting stupid so the fucking... The gook waves can fucking get into me because I'm standing so close to the fucking... the wall of Nippon here, you know what I mean? Like, this
thing's dangerous.
Blasting at me.
It's like standing too close to the microwave.
Some of them... No, talk about Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah.
We can talk about getting into the microwave. But, what do you call it? So, like, dude, and some of the paws are fucking moving and shit's, like, moving all over the place.
They got those little cats at one good paw luck cat. Up.
Yeah,
you
like,
put the money
like
in
the
it
fucking,
or something.
I don't know what, the, no, but some of them were just moving and it was just like, dude, it was just like.
Every Chinese restaurant you go to.
Mary would have loved it.
Oh, dude, if you would have done popper,
right?
You'd Mary be gay in 4 seconds. That's what it would do to you. It just automatically turns you fucking gay. Mm. But, so, I think I've been brainwashed.
Well, you have.
I mean, I probably. Fucking I want wonton soup, and I want some fucking, what do you call it, some beef and broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, when we were driving in here, I got a whiff of Chinese food in your car passed, and the windows
man,
were open.
I wouldn't eat Chinese food.
That's a dead hooker in the trunk.
That makes sense.
So dishonorable.
It adds up, yeah.
Chinese food is fucking gross, man.
It's Chinese not even
food.
Real Chinese food.
Oh, that shit's
dude,
good.
They eat like Wuhan shit, dude, wet market stuff.
Okay.
That's a fucking bat and pog, whatever the fuck.
You want to talk about some heavy, heavy duty conspiracy?
No, not at all.
Okay, here we go. Hunter Biden.
Yep.
Paintings, right? He's got these paintings that burnt up.
Uh-huh.
Did you know this in the fire?
Yeah, we talked about it in the chat the other day.
Wait a minute.
We did?
Yeah, the fires that burnt. So basically,
Hunter
Biden. Okay, first of all, we already talked about this. The conspiracy is before it happens. This has already been put into fruition.
Yeah.
So it's done being a conspiracy.
But in four days, his paintings will be worthless.
Well, what they were made with? Blood and excrement.
Yeah, yeah,
and other heinous stuff
fucking,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. He made fucking paintings with shit, with his own
yes,
human
that's what
shit.
Hunter, Hunter's pretty talented.
I mean, yeah, he's just saying you're an idiot because you don't know what excrement means.
Whatever. Suck a dick. What a fucking
hey,
faggot.
Dummy. This is
I gotta
what it
be
means.
Some kind of fucking...
So am I ineligible now?
So, so here's the thing, you know. I'm sure he had... insurance on these fucking paintings that are going to be worthless as soon as dad leaves office, which is already
of
fucking
all the things they fucking type in the
you
newspaper
know I mean?
About the fires. Hunter Biden loses his paintings. Come on,
no, but you
I
know
mean,
what I'm saying?
Nobody's like, yeah,
he's fucking going to do an
well,
insurance
no, listen,
scam, and
well,
he's already got his blanket
but
fucking.
Listen, here's the
pardon.
Deal, though. You don't even hear some guy being like, I lost all my collectible cars that are. Not, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my paintings are gone. Yeah.
Well,
yes, he's propping himself
he's
up.
Because
he's
already sold them for like half
right,
a million.
Right,
no, he's propping himself up for insurance.
And all the paintings are.
This fucking
like,
nigga just got fucking pardoned, and he's already getting ready to do another crime.
If I were to be honest, his paintings actually weren't that bad.
Like, oh, come on.
They weren't
Kiki.
Good at all.
They suck.
No,
they
if you
good.
Look at someone's paintings,
my uncle
like,
has
yeah,
a painting from Cheetah, the monkey from Tarzan.
I was just about to say that.
It's better than Hunter's fucking painting. Here's another
I'm more
thing,
of a
John,
that's the
all these
guy.
Paintings really are yeah. is like a coupon for you to fucking
We'll get access
show
to
that I yeah. paid for this painting from
dude,
your
it's
son.
Money,
right?
Money laundering at but the most extreme.
But it's going to be worthless.
Who dictates
in a minute?
No, but think about this, Larry. It's money laundering at the greatest extreme because who dictates the value of these paintings? Motherfuckers that
and
sell them Sotheby's
the other thing.
And stuff like that.
He was an unknown painter, and all of a sudden the motherfucker has.
He wasn't unknown.
Well, come
he's
on.
He had gallery
man.
Shows and shit.
Yeah. He made 300 paintings in a month. Because any asshole could do that. It
yeah, just
no
like Michelangelo.
Talent. You know, it's not like he could paint a picture of a woven basket, mm-hmm. you know,
here's
or something
this
looks
is
real.
Hunter on canvas on 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's got that one on his laptop.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. But no, so yeah, this fucking guy, I mean, he's fucking...
So you're going back to
so
this gas station
off
every
one
day
less...
now, right?
Oh, yeah, well,
you have to. You have to go there for smokes, right?
Well, hopefully I'm going to slip
he's
the guy
got...
a note and be like, hey, let
turn
me get one out of
the
crate in the back.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden you're going to fire every morning, you'll be driving, and all of a sudden your car, you're just going to be going
it
there.
Just drives
like,
right
what
there.
What the fuck? Why am I here
yeah,
again?
No. So, yeah, so shout out to fucking Wung Sang Hu or whatever that guy's name was.
He has a very honorable shot.
Brainwashing me this week.
So, both of you guys have driven across country, right?
Yes.
Like,
several times.
You stop
okay,
and
Larry, we didn't ask.
With and without my family, his family vacation, his kids, which was the best time.
He visited all the boys' towns in every state.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was with my parents.
But you don't go into these truck stops. That's what they're like. No, but that's what it's like.
Oh, that's fun shit.
You go in these truck stops.
Oh, yeah.
All
it's
of a
like
sudden,
fucking...
there's food and shit. Then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of fucking machetes. There's little fucking,
yeah,
all these knives, crates.
You're
just...
like, wow, why do they sell this shit?
Because well,
like,
it's legal.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's,
well, yeah.
That's what they do. They get
and
out
they
of
know
state
that
people.
A kid from out of state is going to see
like,
that. And you're like, Dad, I want to switch. Like, Dad, I
want
to switch.
Dude,
I want
fucking ninja stars.
Yeah. I want ninja stars. I want ninja stars. I swore I won't throw them in my brother's face.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, yeah. The amount of shit, the knickknacks and all the weird shit.
It's like Larry's basement.
Yeah.
This should be a truck stop. We got the glory hole and we got all the knickknacks already.
You can take it in your portable glory hole. We can take it on the road. So that...
It's right behind you.
You know what I was thinking about? And, man, I can't fucking... Sometimes it just can't stop. So you ever see those videos with the,
yeah,
the Ukraine where they're dropping the bombs on the soldiers from the drones and they show up? All I was thinking was Larry with his pants down on his ass.
Yeah.
Shaking it.
Like, it's this guy again. They just don't try. I was dying about
dude,
that
ever
today.
Seen...
It was really killing me.
I'm glad you're thinking about me.
You're going to get Mark to do a...
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
There you go.
Do you ever see those videos, though, where the guy's just sitting there all confident and just, like, kicks the thing away as it drops? It's
like,
what the
having
fuck?
A heater
wait,
taking
wait,
a nap.
Yeah. Oh, no,
he
the drone.
What away?
The drone's got a camera of him dropping, like, I don't know if a grenade
got,
or what
it
drops on him.
It's got armaments on it.
And the guy's just laying there on the ground.
What's it called? It starts with the D. What's it called?
All right.
But
don't
anyway,
get hung up on the name.
He drops it down. And the guy's just sitting there. As it comes down, he kicks it, and it just goes away and blows up, like, right in
the
front of
him. The drone blows up?
No, the drone
grenade,
drops the bomb. How hard is this to understand? So,
motherfucker, I don't know what the hell you're talking
so
about.
The drone, the drone has a camera on
He looks like the Chinese guy from the shop this morning.
Yeah, right? You get him that Fu Manchu mustache.
Fucking Dink McIdiot.
But no, there's a Russian soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
In a dugout.
I didn't know it was a Russian soldier.
No, Russian soldier's laying on the ground in a little hole.
It's
so he's
war,
hiding.
So it's war
yeah.
footage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and he's
yeah.
sitting there, got his gun, sitting there smoking the heater, just laying there looking up at the drone. Drone has the camera, drops this grenade. The Russian soldier just lifts up his foot.
The
and
timing's off.
Kicks
it as it comes in and just shoots over like to where the chair is, blows up, and he like doesn't even flinch.
And then the drone can't do nothing because it only had one fucking
one payload.
But then there's other ones too where it drops it on the guy, and the guy grabs it and just throws it like it's an everyday routine.
Well,
you
got
to do something quick.
Russia's our biggest enemy right now.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, Russia is not our biggest enemy.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it China and shit?
No, that's so.
Russia we've been brainwashed with Russia since we were little kids,
well,
so I can't believe that Russia's bad.
No, the left wants you to believe.
The right wants you to believe that China's the bad guy, and the left wants you to believe that Russia's the bad guy.
I got this dope-ass Russian fucking uniform that says Russia's pretty cool. It's not quite Hugo Boss cool, but...
Just say you have a Nazi uniform.
I don't have a Nazi uniform.
Nazi jacket. Sorry.
Come on.
You have it.
This ain't a Nazi jacket.
Your other one
is. No, there's nothing wrong with the Russians.
Are a dummy sometimes. He thought I was talking about that jacket. It's a Nazi jacket. Yeah, you definitely were hanging out with fucking Hirschfeld at that tranny clinic. That's what it was. But no.
That's the Boys Town Battalion jacket.
Oh, yeah.
The rear admiral.
We're picking on Larry today.
Shit. Yeah, he's been picking on me all fucking day.
That's all right. I didn't do it on camera.
All right, what's the next story? Oh, okay.
Okay, how about Biden's little farewell speech?
What the fuck was that?
Did you see him?
No, I don't watch TV.
I'm crying on TV. I saw it. I watched it. I watched it so you didn't have to watch it.
It made you so much more
dumber. He was talking about, like, dark money and, like, how...
Dark
Trump,
money?
Yeah, like, Trump is all dark money. I know, me either. African-Americans like that.
I think he's just ad-libbing shit in there.
I don't know where he's at. It's not even a real Biden. I honestly, you guys want to get into that shit.
No, I honestly believe. Let's do get into that. Fuck into the what? Speech that he made.
Well, no, wait, I think
he's been dead since like 2018 or even before.
Well, dead in his mind.
Well, possibly, like a replacement is there, and he is actually dead.
Well, here's the deal. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day, and people are like, how can people keep a secret about 9/11 and all this other stuff? But then I liken it to, hey, the first time when I was born, the first fucking thing that I was told is that Santa Claus was real. And other parents
kept their mouth shut.
Nobody. If you told somebody's kid that Santa would, you'd get fucking a couple schlitzes, you'd get slapped around. You know, so it's like I can completely see, I can liken it to that. Where it's like, okay, so if these people are willing to lie like that, that's the first programming we get as you get as adults,
and then
and
you
as
can
children.
Take it as crazy, and then it gets crazier. Easter Bunny.
Well, but it's all the same shit. Yeah, once you get the big one out, you know what I mean. That's what you want.
9/11.
The other little ones, no, Santa Claus.
Yeah,
but then
now you
talk about the moon landing. Now you're talking about 9/11. Now you talk
about
the
USS moon landing. Now the moon landing was one that the government made the fucking adults of that generation believe.
Yeah, and they put it on the TV.
Yeah, and every generation.
The Challenger, fucking caused trauma.
That was my brother's birthday, January 28th, whatever fucking year.
They love traumatizing us. They
something
really
like
do.
That.
All right, thanks for the. Okay. Shout out No Shirt
86.
Nick.
86. Okay, yeah No Shirt
go,
Nick. He'll be seeing
he was
this in my
foot
mind. No. It was his birthday. And we were getting high watching the Challenger blow up.
It's like
off,
shit. He's
like,
way younger than
fuck.
Yeah, no, fuck it. So that's all that more shit like you were saying. Okay, so now they put this guy in front of us that one time he's really tall, then another time is something looks weird about him. And it's like they're just doing this to fuck with us. That's
and
all
here's the thing.
Doing,
the way they keep
so
the secret. Like when it's that
Manhattan Project.
Well, when it's a secret
fucking
that caliber,
though,
all those people.
It's like we're gonna kill
secret.
Your family.
Yeah,
and well, it's like okay, I'll keep this damn secret.
And they do kill a couple, and then there's a couple rogues, and they kill those motherfuckers or someone close
anybody
to them, and then the rest of the people fall right in line.
Well, yeah, if you work for Boeing,
it's like hey, I don't want my mom or my family or my fucking kids or my I don't even want my pets to get killed.
Well, that's why
fuckers.
when you join these fucking three-letter agencies, they want you to not have a family, be fucking a loner, do all
what
I mean?
They love
because
guys
then you
that
can
are
just
typical
take them out.
Serial killers.
Well, yeah, nobody's the wiser.
Nobody's asking questions about
exactly.
it. What happened to Bill? Oh, he's in Cuba for the next 2 months.
And then they forget about him.
Yeah, and then so it's all the funny thing is that
Bill got killed in Cuba.
Yeah, it's exactly. I fucking whatever. I mean, at least come up with something cool. You know, he knife fighting a tranny in Colombia. That's how I fucking write that on my tombstone.
What do you got here? Some flavor,
Yeah, that one fell apart. It's
I wouldn't take
though.
Anything from his fingers if he
dude, get the fuck out. I'm as clean as could be.
Well, if I keel over in a couple minutes, we know why.
Well, then watch out. He's going to try to get you while you're still warm.
Whatever.
That's his whole
dude,
move
these
right
are
there.
Good. They just fell apart.
Sounds like some Roman thing. Oh, and you know what? I got to apologize.
This
fucking
one,
last week I said
licorice.
Some shit about that Bloomingdale guy. His name was Alfred. I think I said like Tony or something like that. I don't know.
Bloomingdale.
Which Bloomingdale
yeah, the
guy
with the fucking with Vicky fucking the guy with Reagan we were talking about. How they with Larry Flint, how he had the tapes on him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the guy's name was Alfred Bloomingdale.
I don't think we were talking about it on the show though, were we?
Yeah, we talked
about it. No, we did mention something.
I think
about,
we talked about
like
it on
the
show.
DeLorean.
But I think with John DeLorean and the talk about
DeLorean tapes.
But I'm just so I have to that's my retraction about last week.
DeLorean, man. How about that guy?
Yeah, John DeLorean. He was a fucking,
what a wild fucking
I'm
story.
Telling you. Look at all that cocaine in that suitcase. I can't even get that fucker closed. That's my Larry Flint, which I love it. And the best is he's telling Norm this. So the DeLorean tapes was John DeLorean on camera getting caught with a bunch of kilos. It's like 40-something kilos or something like that. I don't know.
40?
Something. I can't remember. Yeah. And Larry Flint is fucking like
that
he's
fucked
doing,
him up with his factories.
Well, he's
shit.
Doing commentary for the fucking
while the FBI
while Norm is Norm McDonald's watching it. And this is all People vs. Larry Flint, one of the greatest movies ever. Check it out. And he's like, no, look at this fucker. He comes in and it's the FBI and he moves right out of the way. He's very camera shit savvy. And the guy moves out of the way. The other guys just grab the champagne, get up. Fucking, they do that, and you want to know why? Because they're all FBI. It's like the FBI working with the FBI to set this motherfucker up.
I gotta
up
watch that
again.
It's try
the green one.
But yeah, it's such a great movie. But
I don't know. Here's another halfy. This one's
but yeah, so
there.
This guy,
like
Bloomingdale. All right, come on. Enough fucking food talk, faggot. Jesus, man. Fucking A.
These
so then this fucking
like.
The purple one's good.
So then another Vicky
that
right?
One.
Dude, I mean you guys are fucking gay. All right,
what
there we go. Problem solved.
Son of a bitch.
All right,
dude,
so,
I'm gonna get fucking rats because of you.
Yeah, you. Fucking gnawing away over you homo.
What
so,
a fucking cocksucker.
Fucking A, so then we're talking about that Vicky Morgan. So this guy, this Bloomingdale guy, is actually pretty interesting. He's the one who got involved. They say he's the guy who started credit cards. He started the Diners
Club.
Did
he own the store, Bloomingdale's?
He was
a
part of the family,
yeah.
That's
but what
But he
thought.
Was, what do you call it? They started the Diners Club.
Well, he started credit cards.
Diners Club was the first... High line, big time, like high
It was credit.
Class.
It was the first
but
credit card.
It was like the first
but
elitist
the part
of
the
type
problem
credit
was,
card.
Is
you
that people
I mean?
Started taking transactions at stores and it became obsolete because you could only use it at these dining
certain
places.
Place.
Yeah. So,
well,
that's
what I mean.
That's
it
the
was
only
supposed
thing
to
I want,
be this posh,
which is kind of interesting.
Like when you pulled it out, you were cool.
And this guy, late, this fucking guy, I don't know about that, but
well,
what do you call it? That's what you pull out some freaking blow. It's the 80s, Larry.
Dude, it was before the 80s.
You know, I'm going to use that card to chop lines for you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Now get down there and breathe like
then,
a snorkel on
and
it.
Then, yeah, and then blow those in my ass.
You know, tickle my nuts and then flick my chode. But
the good old days.
So then, got me all fucking discombobulated about that. Where was I going to
started thinking about nuts and balls
oh,
and
no, where was I
dicks.
Fuck, all right. Well, I forgot.
Well, he was part of the Little Hat Club.
They all are.
They all are.
But yeah, no. So, but, oh, that's what I was going to say.
Even
so
Larry
this guy
Flint,
got,
probably.
You know who the Marquis de Sade is? He was like this sadistic fucking ruler. And this dude, Bloomingdale, the fucking his therapists and shit said that he had the sexual proclivities of this Desad guy. He'd like beat women and hurt, you know what I mean? Like he's a sociopath. And where are you going?
Nowhere.
Dude, where Larry, get the fuck sit down, dude.
I was just
dude.
Gonna go get that candy.
Jesus,
man.
Dude, you are so retarded. It exudes.
Army crawl out of here.
I know. Watch out, ass up.
I know. If that amplifier didn't weigh
a fucking
ton.
Dude, I swear to God, candy. You're so autistic, dude. I mean, fuck, dude.
There you go, King.
But this Marquis de Sade guy was a real bad dude, and this guy would just, it's a crazy fucking story. Like, they actually, this chick, she mysteriously died, mistress. But
so how'd you hear this story? Because this is an offshoot from the
what's that?
DeLorean story, right?
Oh, yeah, no, but this is how it all started with Larry Flint, and then, what do you call it, Larry Flint said he had the Reagan tapes of Reagan getting pegged. And all these other things.
Why did DeLorean get all hooked up with the coke? Did he like coke?
No,
or did
I think,
he,
it's,
I think
it was
he was going to make a lot of money off it because he needed to get the business
yeah,
going.
Yeah, because the government was fucking
him because he really
over.
Didn't do blow, right?
I'm sure he
well,
did.
Well, I'm sure he
well,
actually
I mean,
did.
Not to the extent where he
I would love
known.
To do a DeLorean episode. He was a very interesting
character.
Did you
ever see character. DeLorean
yeah,
documentary?
Really
documentary?
Which is so funny.
I did see
yeah,
it,
I saw
so
that.
Long
the
ago.
One on Netflix, I think.
It was so funny.
But isn't it crazy? He made the same thing out of the Cybertrucks. The aluminum that they use.
Well, it was
stainless
steel.
So this guy was a pioneer. He was ahead of his time.
When I was a kid, I remember riding my bike and the first time seeing a DeLorean, like before I even knew who he was or anything. And I went, and I'm like, DMC. That's the only thing it said on the whole car. And I went home, and I'm like, Dad, what car says? And it was just all stainless. It looked like the fucking refrigerator Mary has in the kitchen. Yeah. I was just like blown away, man.
Too bad those things were pieces of shit.
They really were. It was a fucking yeah. It was a bad.
It looked amazing, you know, as a kid. You know, I couldn't even drive yet or whenever.
It was all about the Goldwing doors. They were the first one that had the doors just open like that.
Well, not the first ones, but I mean, Back to the Future really made that car popular.
Yeah.
Way before Back to the Future.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying that the old resurgence
neighbor,
in there.
My old
and then wait, his shop was in Ireland.
I can't.
And then
I think it was something
happened,
like that.
And
yeah,
they
yeah.
said you got to get the fuck out of here.
Fucking potato monkeys.
Something
you can't
happened.
Trust those motherfuckers.
No,
I mean, come on, potato famine. You guys can't find anything else to eat. Learn how to hunt, asshole.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with potatoes.
Yeah, coming from the fucking sodium warrior, sodium samurai.
I can live off potatoes.
Well, potatoes are okay, but you know what? You can't really fucking... The Irish are really stupid, drunk alcoholics.
So I knew this fucking guy. This guy I used to call Downstairs Tom. He lived with Tom.
Downstairs Tom?
Yeah, because Tom lived upstairs.
Oh, man, such a good gay joke right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the guy was a fruitcake, too. And
yeah,
anyways,
I bet he was.
Because one day someone called and they're like, is Tom there? And there was two Toms, one upstairs, one down.
You want
like,
the gay or the
Tom,
regular?
Or downstairs Tom.
You want unleaded or sugar in the tank?
Right. So his family decided they're going to move to Canada. And to live in Canada, you had to live in a refugee camp for X
existence.
Amount of years. And I mean, it's like fucking like
fuck?
7 years.
The fucking syrup monkeys.
And
so
all
dumb.
They had... to eat
white
was
white Mexican, snow Mexican,
snow Mexican.
Yeah, all they had to eat was potatoes. They would grow potatoes, and so this guy started naming to me and Mary one day.
I mean, they cook it in other seeds.
I don't know what the fuck their problem was, but he said they
sounds like a
they
lot.
Grew potatoes. Like maybe the community, each person grew a different thing. They put it in, but their family was in charge of potatoes.
Yeah, you wonder why the Irish are so
he's
fucking
like,
angry. They got potatoes.
Had,
that's it.
Well, he's like, man, you could make him. He named about
so
150
like
different
Bubba
ways
yeah.
to
yeah,
make
yeah, he's like
potatoes.
The Bubba Gump of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot tater.
He didn't take
vodka,
he takes booze, though. That's
it was fucking, I was
potato
blown
vodka,
away,
potato whiskey, potato beer. Potato
all
beer.
That shit.
Yeah. Taters in your cooler.
All that shit. No, yeah. That's what he was like. And his dad made him dig a well for
real,
water by hand.
Potato
by
digger.
By hand. Like,
fuck.
You know how deep
I know what digging
a
hole by
a
hand is, sucker?
For a well.
Well, some you have to go, you don't have to go that deep. You
well,
they were
in Canada or wherever. I forgot where.
But
it
fuck, I don't. Yeah.
And they had
America's
to live on like in like
hat.
This fucking
yeah.
thing. So listen, this, and then this kid was in charge of getting up.
Did you hear this on a TV show?
No,
or something?
This is this kid that I knew. He lived with Rat.
This is downstairs. Fucking
oh, this
downstairs
is
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking. What he did was he had to chop all the wood for everyone to have hot water in the morning
yeah,
and everything and do
fucking,
all these
really
chores, you know?
Off.
So then they lived there for like 4 or 5 years. He had to leave town. He lived in Hanover Park. He had to leave town because he was in trouble with the law. And his brother used to also harass him and beat his ass. His brother was this big fucking macho
guy. I mean, where is this story going?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, well, finally...
He fucking says, I'm done with this. I don't care about the law. I'm going to go face my thing and go do my jail time. And he leaves Canada and comes back to Hanover Park. And then now his dad doesn't have the wood chopper, the well digger, the potato picker. And he's like, fuck it. Now he is also at this time has another wife with a new family, and they're like, you know what, fuck it. And the guy goes to New York and becomes a businessman. And he's like a multimillionaire. And... doesn't give Tom, downstairs Tom, a fucking...
Gay Tom.
Yeah, it doesn't give him a fucking...
Nothing.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean? That was the worst story ever.
That wasn't that
I mean,
bad.
That really was.
Suck
I apologize to our listeners for literally wasting 1 minute of your time that you are never going to get
fuck
back.
Off,
well, honestly, it sounded like Backdoor Tom was like...
It was crazy.
He was letting... Like, he was giving...
He
didn't
was like a slave. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to do his chores, so he was letting people get him in the back door so he didn't have to do his chores or
no,
something.
No, no, no. He didn't want to do his chores,
right,
so he
we're
moved
still
away
talk
from
about
the family.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever blow him?
No.
Unfortunately, was he a good kisser?
He blew me.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he's a good kisser. You have to ask Needles.
I don't even know who Gay Tom is. That wasn't even a good burn.
Downstairs Tom.
I know, which is even funnier. Double Toms. And upstairs Tom was a horrible... I mean, he was a great dude, but man, he was
a mess.
Well,
you were going to say he was a horrible person is what you were actually
I was
say.
Going to say that. I was. Oh, then tell then I thought about it for a second.
Because he's not a horrible person.
I know,
person.
And that's why I retracted what I was going to say.
Just like faggot fruitcake weirdo Tom is not a horrible person either.
I never said... called him all those names.
No, I'm talking about whoever's out there listening that might be
Yeah, it's just the truth.
I don't know how to have anything to base that off of. Okay. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. Whew, that was a left foot. That was a curveball.
Oh boy.
Oh shit! What was I gonna talk about?
Well, Jill Biden's mad at Nancy Pelosi because
who is
Jill Biden? You know,
Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, Jill, not Joe.
Jill. Yeah, doctor, the so-called doctor, yeah, who's not a doctor. She's a fucking idiot. Some interview with the Washington Post. And she was crying about Pelosi like she's surprised that she got stabbed in the back and was like, she was supposed to fall in line. She expected loyalty out of her. And it's like, you know, fuck the country. Be loyal to this old man who's completely fucking senile, even though she was loyal because the bitch should have fucking ousted, she should have called him out right away.
That bitch is walking around in a walker.
Yeah.
On the floor. It's like, come on, man.
She just broke her hip.
That sign right there, that's a downfall from there.
Yeah.
Once you fall once.
Well, when you break your hip and you got cans the size of like watermelons.
You think they would stop that shit.
That's why I had to get
I mean, you really would, right? But nope. And then it went to taxpayers' dollars, too, because they flew her through an Air Force base. It was like $250,000 flight, I think it was.
Yeah, wait.
Because it happened in Germany.
Oh, all right.
Too bad she had a layup. Oven.
Yeah, right. Well, she had a layup in a hospital in Germany.
She had to be in Poland for that. But, like, what the fuck is she even doing out there in the first place?
What do you think she's doing?
She's out there fucking getting more money. Milking the fucking system while she can.
Milk them titties.
She's a fucking gross. Come on.
Yeah, I know, Larry. I'd bang out Nancy Pelosi.
Dude, I'll tell you what. When I was in Tennessee,
you're gonna tell me if she didn't come up to you, and you're more of her husband's fan, aren't you?
Yeah, he's hot.
Paul Pelosi. The hammer gay stuff. Isn't that what we call it? Hammer gay or
yeah? Let's do some gay shit. Go get that hammer. I'll hit you in the head right now.
No, I'll tell you a funny little story. When I was in Tennessee, we went to this little, me and Scrawdy went to this little show, met some older women there. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to this bar.
Oh, Hong's going to play the FBI agent in the Sniffer movie, too.
He is a perfect agent.
He's got the build to wear an FBI windbreaker. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But anyways, we go to this bar, and there's all these... what do you call it? These brides' parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bachelorette parties.
Bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah, the worst. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you.
But just so there's all these young women here.
And you know what happens too? The fridge always
protects
the snacks.
Yeah, well, but the thing is,
the biggest girls always
protect
them.
I'm an old man. I'm talking to these younger guys. I'm like, I can't go out there and dance with them. They just get creeped out. But I'm like, you guys got to go dancing with them. Then we start talking to these guys like, oh, I'm just in for, he works in politics in Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy.
And then he makes a comment.
I'm not into girls.
He's like, oh, Nancy Pelosi, best tits in Washington.
Nice.
I'm like, that's a pretty observant
young
man.
Well, you know what? Think about it. What's the two things you can keep together when you're Nancy? Well, three things, technically. Your alcoholism, your tits, and your vagina.
Yeah.
That's really it. You got a bum hip now.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you really, really got to watch your alcohol.
How much fucking goes down every sip?
Yeah, what was that thing we talked about
you'll
before?
Fall over.
Oh, with the chits for the fucking
the alcohol car.
Yeah, they the alcohol
their,
and the.
Or they get. They all have their.
They get the ration.
Yeah. Their alcohol
only time
ration.
They don't complain about communism is when they get their alcohol ration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Very fucking.
Well, that's where they get all rowdy and goofy
they
if they
grilling.
Don't have it.
Right. Right. And they got a liquor store installed at the fucking.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. But they're grilling Pete Hegseth about being an alcoholic.
Yeah, right.
That's,
well, then they
that's
even
fucking classic.
The guy even said he's like
beautiful hypocritical shit.
I can name most everybody coming in late to make a vote
first
drunk.
Of all, okay, right. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's talk about the fucking slush fund and the fucking the fund that they had to pay off for sexual of fucking, what do you call it, misconduct.
Oh, I thought you said Larry Needles had a slush fund.
Yeah.
Oh,
we do.
I got actually, excited
yeah,
for
it was a slushy
minute.
Fund. That's what you heard. Yeah. That girl.
Got excited for
it. Got to buy you a company credit card, a slushy machine. That's the only way you'll work. When we get popular.
We'll mount it to the wall.
You got to bring your lawyer in with you?
Yeah.
It's fucking Finkelstein.
Finkelstein, Hammerstein.
He needs a slushy machine.
Slushy.
Oh, how about we open a gym for Jews? Where it's like, you just throw shekels on the ground and they have to pick them up. We'll have like a neck exercise for the moils so the head goes down and comes up. We'll set the oven and you got to get out really quick.
Yeah.
That's your sprint
team. Yeah, that's the cardio.
You
got
to get from one side of the oven to the other.
It's before
the door
terrible.
Shuts. Oh, fuck. That is bad.
It's
but
a fucking,
funny. It's a joke.
Just a joke.
It is funny.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
It's almost got to say it's terrible, though, because, you know.
And then laugh at it right after you say it's terrible.
We're a truthful fucking organization.
Yeah. But,
we'll be like, yeah, that's not funny.
Does it, these people that are coming out now, you see this like Mel Gibson and shit, like they're talking about Hollywood. It's like, first of all, you're already in the club.
No, no, Mel Gibson's been calling them out.
Yeah, but still.
Since the 80s.
He had to do his shit to get in.
No, he didn't.
I don't know.
How do you know?
Because.
How the fuck do you know this, Larry?
Because he's Australian.
And here's the other thing,
man. It don't mean shit.
It does.
He is an actual real Christian. They came
right
down,
now he is.
He was before too, man. They came down on him for being anti-Semitic long ago, brother.
Yeah,
yeah,
what
the
fuck
the
they're going to do to you when anyone ever fucking knows who you are?
Yeah, I totally fuck it off.
But, you know,
I wear like a warm
Mel Gibson
blanket
is like,
on a cold
suck
night.
It. He's like, choke on it, motherfuckers.
You
I don't
choke
care
on
what
it.
You
it's
say.
So weird. It's so weird.
But hey, when you're younger, you do dumb shit. And if you can realize and reconcile.
But he wasn't so young the first time he fucking
it's
did
just
his
very,
little
no.
fucking outburst.
Isn't it weird that it's
oh,
just
yeah,
all
no.
of a sudden.
That they so-called anti-Semitic outburst.
But it's just funny. It's like, what the fuck they did?
He
like,
was
oh.
the first one to stick to his guns, though. About
he
oh,
did stick
on.
To his guns.
People have been doing this for a long, long time.
Well, yeah, but.
But
I
they
mean,
fucking
it's
got
very,
ousted completely. He's the only one that was able to somehow, probably through the power of Jesus. Because
he had to kiss the ring
well,
again.
Fucking
the passion of the Christ.
No, it's called kissing the ring again.
Mm, well, no, see,
he's
once
not
they slap
kissing
your,
any rings,
dude,
Needles.
Once they slap your dick, dude.
Well, no, did you hear about Passion of the Christ? He
you want it slapped
he couldn't get anybody. None of the producers, none of the theaters,
imagine
nobody
that.
Nobody would show it.
Yeah, imagine that.
Nobody would back him.
Well,
but then he got some random guy that was him and like his fax machine.
And it's
wife.
You know what? It's the highest grossing fucking movie in
now,
history.
And he's got another
I don't know
one
about
going.
That.
It is. They just fucking I just
he's got the resurrection coming out. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's
I'm very cool, excited
yeah.
about
I still
that.
Haven't seen
wait
Passion.
A second. So did you say it's the highest grossing
yeah,
movie
I think
ever?
It is.
Well, wait. No,
yeah,
no, no.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
what I heard.
I think it is.
That's what I heard. It was either
no,
the highest
that's what I heard
gross...
now.
No, that's what I heard.
Okay,
that's
I'll
what I'm going to say.
Right now.
Suck it. You know what? Yeah. Here, let me tell you something, Needles.
No, well, we can fact check
on
this show.
This guy's splitting little hairs over fucking little
no,
words.
No, you can't just come out and be like, this is the highest grossing
movie
ever.
It's the highest. What I heard was, it's the highest fucking
grossing.
Oh, my God. I didn't read
you fucking, this guy's like Sammy
it,
Davis Jr.
It.
Over here.
No, you know what? You're
fucking tiptoeing back to the daisies, Fanuc boy.
Yeah, tiptoe through your own tulips, you mm-hmm. fucking fruitcake.
All right, I don't know fucking, what are you doing?
You don't know how to look it up?
Avatar.
Okay. Look up the
It's the
passion.
Highest grossing independent film.
Oh, there we go. You never said that. You
well,
said the
I can't
highest grossing movie ever.
And Christian film of all time.
There you go.
Hey, don't tell me to suck it when you don't even have
oh,
your
hey.
Back straight.
It was also the highest grossing R-rated film in the United States for many years.
There you go.
Without any sex, too. Isn't that crazy?
There you
yeah.
go.
Dude, that got out.
So there you
holy
go, Jesus,
Needles.
Holy
Jesus,
I wasn't wrong.
He used his own money
let's
for that shit.
Whoa, whoa, slow down
I wasn't
there,
wrong.
Buddy. No, we don't need to be doing the Bill Bellamy around here. You see that? This guy's just Bellamy saluting out of nowhere. He wins, and then so he associates that with winning.
I won.
I 9-1.
Well, holy shit. I mean, Deadpool Yeah. And Wolverine is number one, but then Passion of the Christ is number two.
Okay.
So I got some missing.
Holy shit. Yes, but still, I mean, Deadpool like doubled
it. Don't run into Larry at the manhole for some kissing.
That's nothing to sneeze at, though, for everybody fucking boycotting you.
The fucking problem is.
And nobody would wanted to play that movie at the theaters. Nobody.
And it's a fucking brutal movie. And you know what else is weird about that movie? There ain't a fucking word. There's not a single word that they say.
No, I think there is.
Not in English.
Well, yeah.
I mean, dude.
Jesus cries out some shit.
You've been hanging out with Biden lately or something? Like, I mean, what the fuck? Okay. Dude, he looked at you straight in the face, and he's like, there's not a word in it. And you're like, I think there's a word in English.
There ain't a single word that's not said in some ancient language that nobody understands unless you're some kind of fucking biblical scholar.
Well, no, yeah, I was like Arabian or something.
No,
I think you hit your head on the retard.
Aramaic, that's what it is.
Not Arabian. Come on, motherfucker.
Yes, no, there's like 400,000 people that actually speak Aramaic.
Okay, well, that's not very many.
No, it's not.
400,000?
400,000.
That is like hundreds of tenths of a percent of the world.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, it's not that many. Fucking... But it's an
ancient language. So it's a very rare
language.
So don't tell me needles and anybody.
I think more people speak ghetto than speak Aramaic.
Oh, yeah,
without a doubt. You know what I mean? Just in Chicago.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
So. What did we learn from this? They couldn't cancel that fucking guy because they had the power of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did cancel him.
No, but they didn't. He's coming back and he's strong.
They canceled the shit out of him. He's coming back, okay? He's having a resurgence.
Well, did you ever hear that the recording of him yelling at his wife?
Oh,
yes.
Raped by a gang of black guys.
Yeah, he wasn't holding. He wasn't holding back. Yeah. He wasn't holding back.
No.
Well, here's the thing, man. You got to be honest when you're a Christian.
Well, actually, when you're hammered beyond balls.
And if you're hammered,
and you get a bitch.
And your wife.
And the other thing is, man, is nobody's fucking infallible. Everybody gets fucked up. Everybody does their thing or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, that guy's bad and all his Christian stuff is bullshit because that doesn't mean everybody's not a sinner or a weak motherfucker.
First of all, when he came out with that whole Jew rant, let me tell you, his stock went up in my book.
Yeah. It was good. It was good shit.
I have it. I'll send it to
you. He's the one that actually gave it another shot. Like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He was blackmailed from Hollywood.
Backed him up.
And he gave him a place to stay, brought him back because that's what, you know, that's what his Christian faith did.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
And then Robert Downey Jr. gave it back to him.
I just don't, you know what I mean? Like these, I don't know about trusting these people, though. I have a big time trusting them.
Trust no man. It says in the Bible to trust no man.
Especially someone that's in Hollywood.
You know,
especially.
Dude, crazy. Like I was sitting in the sauna the other day. I you know, made a comment about something.
To some stranger.
I took my towel off and made it a glib or a
spread
gib.
Spread the legs
a little
gib to someone. Up. No, that's what this guy told me. He's like, let me ask you something.
Oh, like, kind of a weird start to a question. Yeah, he's like, sauna.
He's like, that's when I took off my towel.
Yeah. Ever seen a grown man naked?
Smell my finger.
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
Yeah. That's what he asked. Like, if you died today, would you go to heaven?
That's a good question.
Well, no, I said 100% yes.
That's something my dad
yesterday.
But then he asked
today.
Yeah. Well, no, but then he asked me. He's like, "Well, why would you go to heaven?" I'm like, "Well, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of our sins."
Well, no, because it's all fucking. It all boils down to your will.
What did this guy say to you after that?
No, he's like,
good
you're
answer.
Right. Yeah, he's like, yeah, wow.
But you know
he's
what
like,
it
you
is?
Know.
It boils down to your will. That's what it does. God gives you. God gives you will. And either you take it away or you don't take it
away.
Well,
here's the thing, though. Everybody's, like
he gives you
like
free will.
Everybody's got free will. And
that's what
everybody's totally fallible. But the problem is...
Did you just learn that word today?
No, motherfucker. I don't know why I'm saying it. And the other thing is, people... The biggest answer is like, will you go to heaven? Oh, yeah, I think I will. Why? Because I'm a good person.
No.
God doesn't give a fuck if you're a good person.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Dahmer could be up there. Fucking Hitler could be up there. Yeah. You don't know who the fuck makes it or not.
God died, or Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so everybody, we don't have to worry about that.
Christians are such pussies. We used to be badass.
No, man, what about Koresh? He
still
are. He wasn't a pussy.
What are you talking about?
David Koresh.
He got burned down in a house by the
fire. He wasn't a pussy,
FBI
though.
And the CIA. Yeah, he was.
He was ready to fucking go to battle.
He did go to battle.
Yeah, for a long time, for days. Yeah,
for fucking making automatic weapons, which was completely false.
What were you guys in fucking high school?
Something
grade
like that,
school?
But no, he wasn't.
Because when was it?
I mean, you might as well 90s? Just say Heaven's Gate was that also.
Yeah, it was like 92, 93.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we were in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It was 95, I thought. Was it?
Well, 95.
Whatever, it doesn't
maybe.
Matter. Now we're getting into semantics. But no. First of all, who the fuck knows what happened there? Because we all know the official story that came out.
Well, that's
so. I don't believe that narrative at
all. But he wasn't a pussy.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know where Koresh started?
They did kill a guy. Yeah, for that with that old lady and the son.
Well, in Israel.
Well, he went to Israel.
He was trying to recruit people.
Yes.
Yeah.
With that old lady, and then her son had that. Man, I forgot the church. Oh, shit.
Then he started marrying little girls.
Well, see, we don't know about that. That's what they do to everybody.
Well, that's what they say, yeah.
They do that to everybody. Right. They throw a little CP on your computer. And
they paint you as a villain and a pedophile and a weirdo if they don't like you.
Well, that's how it does a good smear campaign. Just like,
well, if you think like crazy.
You know what I mean? Think about it.
That's what they do.
The fucking Mossad. I mean, that's their fucking MO.
How about that 67
Well,
because
it always works.
It was a Camaro.
Camaro.
Yeah, right?
There was
black.
You,
that thing was pretty dope.
If I was it said like 427 Go God. It had stamped on the engine block.
Did it?
Wow.
Yeah. But what do you call it? The thing is, if I was rich, I wish I was rich because there was a point in time where they were selling his guitars, David Koresh's, on the internet years ago, and they were going like $10,000 a fucking piece, and they have pictures of them playing them. So
here's the thing, though. Cool. Those guitars aren't worth that much money. It's just because he owned them. And it's cool if you're
obviously.
A collector. But in the hands of someone like me,
you're
it's
fucking
yeah,
kidding me. You wouldn't love to just have it sitting in the corner and be like, that's David Koresh's Ibanez.
It would be a guitar that I could never play, though, really, because you paid $10,000
for it. No, that's how you pay fucking
But the
Irish.
Power of Koresh is coming through.
Yeah,
that's
true. No, you stay away from that thing, let me tell you. You might get a taste for some very succulent veal. And that's not the way that you want to live your life.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're filing triggers out of steel.
Firing pins and shit. You're putting together M60s. I'm like, that's all right. Don't worry about it. The government doesn't know.
What are you making down here, Larry?
Yeah. But listen, they're going to fucking... The government's going to government. That's going to be the best part about it.
Look at this.
Well, that's
look at this
do.
Thing I got,
Please
man.
Don't do look at this thing while we're
no,
on
no,
an audio
gonna,
podcast.
Well, people can hear what I'm talking about. This is important dates
I hope
of...
so.
2024, and it's probably the same dates for 2025, right? I didn't know this was on the back
Dude,
page
are
of the
you
calendar.
Okay today?
It's got all the important
Well, the dates are going to
really
be
autistic.
The number is the same, the day is
Well, already.
No,
he's just looting through his desk to find something to talk about. Oh, look at this calendar. It's got dates on it.
Well, 2 days ago was on January 15th, was Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Let's not get into
wanna
that.
Want to say happy birthday?
No.
Happy
no.
Was it his birthday?
I don't know
yes,
what the
it was
fuck
his birthday.
It is.
It was his birthday.
Let's see if
day.
Juneteenth is on there.
We have a whole
that's
month
June
for them, Larry.
19th.
We will do this next
Dude,
month.
Dude, Juneteenth, National Independence Day. Get the fuck back.
From what, Soul Glow?
It's actually on there, man. Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
Burn that calendar.
There is, I don't know, how many would you say? 100?
No.
Fucking holidays?
No,
there?
Not 100.
Yeah, that's probably what it looks like.
There's a lot.
Okay, well, that's great, Larry. Thanks, man.
You know what, man?
Let's tell every human being that listens about holidays.
It's a third of the year.
You know what's intriguing?
Oh, man.
Cashmere
Pulaski
Day.
From fucking
Cashmere Pulaski Day. That's the only important day. All you Polacks out there, we love you.
I thought 419 was the most important day.
The day before 420?
Well, 420 is Hitler's birthday.
Mein Führer's birthday.
No, 420.
Is it 420? Yeah, that's 419.
No, it's 420.
Oh, that's my bad then. I apologize. You were right. Thanks, Kiki, for backing me up. Maybe I just did that on purpose.
Whatever.
He's a real communist. I'm weeding you out. I'm like McCarthy.
I did spit that out pretty quick.
All right, guys, come and get him.
Yeah. I knew it.
The Gestapo comes in to drag you, kicking and screaming.
Where is he? Prisoner.
I'm on 2,000 cc's of Lou Malinati.
Yeah. Here's my prescription.
Cc's? Are you kidding me?
Half
liters.
Marinara,
liters.
Three meatballs.
I'm on four leeches.
Talk to my doctor.
Two blue chew. Yeah.
What's that?
It's boner pill.
Because after my lose.
I see.
Well, who was Dr. Vinny Boombox? Oh,
Rodney's doctor?
Yeah. Fucking great.
Yeah, we go to the same. Well, we used to go to the same doctor.
Here, Larry, I'll give you some reefer. That stuff just looks horrible.
Yeah, is it brown?
Oh, fucking, my God.
You're always talking about being a Jew, this, that, and fucking all of a sudden. Okay, that's cool. Let's do it.
Huh? What the was that?
Well, I'm just saying.
I love how he.
I like the way you're so.
I think he finally.
I'm just saying, you're tight with your weed.
He can't come to my level.
He's tight with his weed.
So he's got to, like, backhand it.
No, he's tight with his weed. That's all I'm saying. He's tight with his weed.
I'm not tight with my weed. I just asked you if you wanted to smoke.
Shit, man.
How the fuck does that make me tight with my weed?
You asked me that an hour ago.
I did, and I gave you bong hits, and you smoked all of it.
I smoked one fucking bong.
You smoked what was left in the
tree. You just saw that dirt you picked from the backyard. I know,
Jesus, man.
Whatever.
I'm picking minutes.
Dude, I haven't seen brown weed in like 30 years.
But that's from roaches.
Oh, all right.
It's even worse.
That's the shit that you said smelled good when you walked in.
Yeah. When you smoked it, didn't it? Maybe it was this. Was this? You were smoking this?
No, I was smoking the roaches.
This fucking guy's going to get COVID.
I had so much weed, I never smoked roaches.
That's all right. Okay, what time are we at?
We're at 55, 55, 48.
Okay.
Here's the thing, man. We go to these big parties, you know, with these big dealers and growers, and they have roaches, and they'll throw a joint out. Like, they roll joints that are, like, 6 inches long, and then they fucking throw out a joint that's, like, half a joint, a regular joint.
Yeah.
And they're like, I pick them out of the thing, and they're like, Larry, don't do that. And I'm like, man, you guys don't understand.
And this is Larry's cold sore origin story.
I can't not do that. And then they give me some weed, and then they hand
His
me
lips
weed.
Look like fucking
and then
braille.
I say, it doesn't matter if you give me this weed or not. I still have to fucking take these roaches. It's a psychological.
Force of habit. Yeah.
It's a fucking homeless bum mentality. Yeah. And sure, I'll take a bong hit, Larry. That's fine.
It's like, those are cigarette butts.
Yeah.
The cold sore origin story.
No, I'm just going to smoke this, and now here we go.
Now you're going to fucking make me hold it. Here. Oh, yeah.
I got my lighter sucker. Okay, that's fine. Let's
finish up. There's lighters hanging from every fucking orifice. That's good,
though. So, yeah, happy birthday, Mom. I'm really glad that I'm going to come
birthday.
Over and eat very soon. My mom's a very good cook. She's also very cool, and she likes to hang out and party, and we could party there if we want and do whatever we want. We used to have the band set up in the basement up until just about a couple years ago at Christmas time.
The best,
and all those...
the best story is Nikki, Lil Nikki and the Pervs. And they were practicing in the basement.
Yes.
And Larry was like 8 years old, and they were talking about sexually assaulting
10.
Women.
Nick was about 8.
And they had company over.
Oh, jeez.
And they're just, like, talking. They had this one really racist song.
We weren't talking about it. We were screaming.
We were singing about it, yeah. Oh, okay, they were singing about it. And that one, and another real racist song about a burglar, cat burglar.
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther, about a cat burglar that sneaks
so
into the house.
So the parents' friends were pretty excited about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
they went home and told all their friends.
So the next day, my
friend's
like...
my friend's children are playing racist songs and about sexually assaulting women.
Yeah, they didn't stop there.
No, they had a whole set.
And,
went out for 45
minutes. My mom's months. Like... you guys embarrassed me so much. I can't believe we did that. And we're like, Mom, those are the songs we play every night, you know, because we're doing our little band practice. Yeah. She's not paying
like,
attention.
We didn't even get to the encore.
But here's how we had to do it. Like,
because
we didn't have. We didn't have,
heard it.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't have microphones back then, so my brother would go in my dad's work shed, and we would be jamming out in the main basement room, and so the tape recorder would be in there with him. So the mix of him just screaming the words and the
band playing.
And
they're just the worst words ever, too.
And so the work shed is directly, the kitchen was like right above it. And so they're sitting there chatting it up,
yeah,
and my brother's in there,
you
motherfucker, you know.
Black guy.
You guys yelling into the cans with the screens.
We are going to sexually touch our boobs.
Yeah. And it's the G version.
Yeah. No, that's actually what
One of our songs was sexual, but it was good shit. Which brings us right to, we want to thank Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services for everything they do for us here at the Larry and Needle Show. And
more for fucking Larry, man. Let me tell you.
And the public.
His lips look like a top of
the it's the holiday seasons. If you got that gift that keeps on giving, you know, the
go get the check that out from Skiven.
They'll take care of it for you.
I got pissed.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Peace.